Here we go again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and especially our YouTube channel where you can find summaries of all of our guests. Thanks to Chris Jarrell and the wonderful work that he's doing. I know it's wonderful because he tells me every week. Our next guest is Bob Chaffee from New England Restaurant Exchange and Brokers. Welcome, Bob.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Now, on your card, it says The Specialist.
That is correct. New England Restaurant Brokers, for the most part, there's a quick story that goes this. We help people sell hospitality businesses, okay, albeit any type of restaurant, bed and breakfast. We're involved with strip malls. We're involved with gas stations, convenience stores, mostly food items, though. We've come to find out this New England Restaurant Brokers, nerve for short, has been in business for 37 years and done over $500 million in sales to date. Most restaurateurs or hospitality people, if you may, they, even if they bought their business 15, 20, 30 years ago, times have changed. If you just go and hire a regular MLS broker, they don't know enough about the food business or the restaurant business or the complexities and variables that are. Every business has its variables, whatever it might be. In this particular case, you need a specialist. You need someone who comes in that knows the business cold, that can talk to you intelligently and tell you, this is what you have to do, okay, if you want to sell your business or you want to buy another business. So we give them what we call a free opinion of value of what their business would be. And then because we're out there every day, we know exactly what the market will bear and what we're going to pay for it within probably 5% of the price most of the time. We probably get within 5% of the price all the time. The other thing being is that being a specialist, you have to convince that person that you're good enough to sell their baby. And I'm a food guy by trade. I've owned several restaurants in my day. I'm a chef by trade. I walk into a restaurant. Guess what? I see everything immediately. I do that because I've sat in their chair that they're trying to either buy or sell another restaurant. So I get it. And the anxiety involved, it's like, okay, how do I go about this? And you got to tell them, you should have started the plan for this for 2 years before. Part of being a specialist, you tell them, why is that? Because you want good tax numbers. You want to show profitability. Everybody says the restaurants have two sets of books, and they have this, and I have that. Well, with modern technology today, it's very, very difficult to hide anything. So you got to be honest. So we put it right to them. And we do it by that way by being factual and backing up exactly what we know we're talking about. And that's what makes us specialists. And probably 7 out of every 10 listings I go to, I get. The other 3, I turn away because the owners aren't going to
do what's necessary. Tough category to be selling a business in. A lot of them just sell for, you know, not a very high multiple.
They don't understand value. Correct. They really don't know how. Even though they bought one 20 years ago, it's 20 years ago till today. We're in a different ball of wax right now. I mean, you really got to be savvy, and you really got to do the right things. And they work, you know. And we had a record year. We sold more restaurants this year than we've sold in 25 years, you know. And next year looks phenomenal, especially.
But it is a booming restaurant market.
Oh, absolutely! It's a booming restaurant market. Actually, we're in a little bit of a bubble, okay? Because there are too many restaurants. There are too many chains. I mean, there's a restaurant literally every 30 feet when you go out. In one area, you could have 6 coffee places within a block.
Because I come from a city that has like a lot more restaurants per square foot.
Yes, you do. Okay. But I will tell you that.
I think it's great that we're evolving into much more of a gastronomical city.
There's tremendous opportunity here. I think, I think Boston is a phenomenal city to get stuff in. I mean, there's new concepts coming every day, half of which, and I'm a chef by trade. And honestly, I go to these chefs, like, what are you guys doing? You know, because you can't keep up on all the trends unless you're in it all the time. But the specialist, just back to the question, the specialist factor, is we educate you, okay, as the proper way to prepare your restaurant, your business for sale, so we can have success. And then there's factors that determine that. Of course, location, price, condition of the place, how you take care of it. If I walk into your house, you're looking to sell your house, and it doesn't show well, what chances are is it going to be that you're going to be able to sell it? Same thing with a restaurant. It got to show well. It's important. It's pride. You have to have pride. You want to sell it? You want to get top dollar? It's pride. Otherwise, you're not going to be. You're going to be upset. And we tell when they get to be that way, we turn away more than we take.
So since you're turning away a lot, and the restaurant business can be tough to sell, do you have to do a lot of pre-work with your clients to position the restaurant, to put it in a position for selling?
Generally, an hour and a half meeting is really all we need to begin with. And, of course, I bring them, rather than just explain to them, I'll bring a chronological order of what they need to do. Here, you need to do this. Can you get this ready for me in the next 10 days, 2 weeks? Do you have tax return? The biggest problem with restaurants is they don't file their taxes.
Sometimes they don't pay their taxes, right?
That's another problem, you know. And they're not honestly truthful with you. They say, oh, by the way, I owe $38,000 in meals tax. Well, that's a major clog in the works, to be honest with you. Not that it can't be worked out, but when it comes time to closing, because the state never signs off, they always find another $10. And then on top of that, another $40, $50 in penalties or this and that. And when they zero it out, they never take it off the books. So you're still standing there as an outstanding loan. Very, very, very difficult, you know, in some cases. So that education process, that hour and a half, is huge. It really is huge because you look them square in the eye and say, you really want to sell it. These are the reasons you really want to sell it. Can you verify that you're making $180,000 a year bottom line? Can you verify by way of bank deposits, by way of POS systems, back office systems, and accounting systems, which generally show a lot less? They'll give you a balance sheet, but the total could be different than what it actually is. So you have to verify that because there's some restaurants have different divisions where money comes from different ways. I get to pull all that together. And it's not as easy as you think because they're reluctant to expose themselves. But on the other hand, how can somebody buy a business if they don't know what they're buying? So our job is to convince them that we really know what we're talking about, which we do, and that we will get the job done for them. And then I pull out a summary sheet with hundreds and hundreds of restaurants. And they look at it and they go, wow, you sold this, you sold this, you sold that. We give service. NURB gives service. We take it to the place all the time. We don't want a lot of people to walk in on owners. We want confidentiality for the sake of the owners. We want to do the best job we can, and we market it like no other company. We really do.
First of all, your question, that you just said, how do you market it when you say you market it like nobody else? Talk a little bit about that.
Okay, aside from several internet sites that we go on, that a lot of people will go on, keywords are really important. And the keywords and placement of it's really important. We all have our own individual email list. You know, as a company, we don't have a main office per se. We do have an office. And the owner of the company, Dennis Saponi, we work out of that office. But we all work out of our own homes and our own computers, especially today, which makes it easy. And we communicate daily. We all check in. We have 19 brokers. We communicate daily. So what we pretty much do, and we co-broke, we co-assist. They get their own list. My list alone is over 7,800 people in contacts in the last several years. As a restaurant selling company, we probably have 50,000 names. Now, not all of them are current, for sure. We direct mail. We will send out to people time to sell, you know, maybe time to buy. And tell them about the economic factors on a one piece, the economic factors, that along with why would you want to hire NURB? What are our services all about? Okay, why us and not somebody else? Okay, for sure. We want to convince them of that. And then we'll show them a list of, you know, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of restaurants that we've sold is what we do. From that point on, it's and then it's direct mail. The direct mail. I send out 150 pieces a week of direct mail of restaurants. We have them everywhere. And we send them out to them. It's restaurant business. The success to selling them is timing. They might not want a restaurant this week, but they might want one maybe next year.
So in the short time we have left, Bob, you said you've owned three restaurants. You've been a chef. Well, let's go in the Wayback Machine and tell us a little bit about your background, how you evolved into this.
Oh, my background shouldn't even be on. I'm so sorry. My background, I started when I was 12 years old, working in 10 Post Office Square in Boston, in washing floors in a deli. When I was 14, they put me on full-time behind the counter, and I worked there. When I was 17, I owned my first deli. When I was 19, I owned my second deli. And then I decided after, and then I took them, I bought a couple homes, I flipped them, because I started out in the deli business. And then I, from that point forward, I moved to Cape Cod for a little while. I helped, actually, Dennis Cipone, that's where I met him. I helped him open up a little chain of Southern Pub restaurants down in Cape Cod. And then I kind of branched off on my own, and I bought an ice cream parlor place up in Bedford. And then after that, I've done some other things to that nature. I've grand opened over 25 restaurants. I've consulted on over 50 restaurants. I'm an ace. I can do whatever you want me to do.
Really worked yourself from the ground floor up. Bob, if someone wants to find you at New England Restaurant Exchange and Brokers, how would they do that?
Best way to reach me is pretty much through my email address or my cell phone. And they're welcome to call. We have a website, www.nerestaurantbrokers.com.
Great. Thank you for being on the show.
Appreciate it very much.
Hope you come back again. Become
just
a regular.
Love to be back.
I hear about some deals. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more stories after this short break.